brought to you by the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to buckle up, Georgia.
The main thing is winning games. How do you win games? You got to attack each day.
Some champions fall, but other champions prevail.
John, are you okay?
I'm perfectly fine.
Okay.
Friday night, we had, I think, 347 penalties for a million yards.
1 million.
Welcome to another round of the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast here at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thanks for accessing us however you are doing so, large device or small. Very, very busy show. We catch up with a couple of victorious coaches from week zero or week one, however you like
week
to.
Week two, John. It's week
no,
two.
They haven't won their week two games yet.
It's week two this week. You are wrong.
But the thing is, they played their game either in week zero or week one.
It was week one, so now it's week two.
But you're saying that they won their games in week two. They haven't played week two yet.
We are in week two.
We are. They have not played their week two game yet. Unless you're prescient and are like believing in like tarot cards or mind readers or palm readers or whatever, you don't know if these two coaches that we have on the show coming up this week have won their week two games. I'm sure they'd like to agree with you that they've won their week two games already and that they're out of the blocks at 2-0. Who are these coaches that we're going to be talking to? You don't know, do you?
Today we're going to...
John, are you okay?
You have... I'm perfectly fine.
You seem a little frazzled.
I'm a little scared.
Yeah.
I'm perfectly fine.
Okay.
I'm a little bit scared.
My mother was an English major. It's all about misplaced modifiers, and I'm going to jump on them as a part of my nature.
Okay, well, I'm really sorry, everybody. It is the week two preview show. Welcome in.
There. Okay.
Welcome
week two
in.
Preview show, which
Welcome
means
in.
We're reviewing what?
Today, we are going to
week one.
Catch up with Langston Hughes head coach Boone Williams.
Check.
The Panthers took down top-ranked Carrollton on ESPN2.
National television.
That was an amazing game. I hope everyone listening watched it.
Epic.
Because it was incredible.
It was epic.
And we'll talk with Blessed Trinity head coach Ed Dudley after some very exciting season opening games. He is the new coach there, so that is a great conversation. We are going to touch on some top games around the state, but
speaking of season openers,
we are going to announce our first broadcast game.
Our first broadcast game.
And since, John, you have so much energy today.
I do not.
I will allow you to tell the listeners the game.
Cedar Grove and Westlake.
Woohoo!
Cedar Grove in week one, they took care of business and they got a big win on the board. And also Westlake beat North Cobb 52-28. So big wins for both of these two schools. Was it 34-33 was Cedar Grove in week one, if I remember correctly? And, yeah, 34-33 over Dutchtown in week one. So two teams for our first game for Football Fridays in Georgia on September 1st. Really looking forward to it. Cedar Grove and Westlake.
Yes, September 1st. AAA versus 7A showdown.
Mm-hmm.
Do not want to miss it. Let's take a quick look around the state, and we'll get to our guests.
Oh, we've got gifts, though.
Gifts?
We have gifts.
Who do we have gifts for?
Well, we have gifts for you.
Oh, that's fun.
See how this works?
Thank you, John.
Well, no,
I love gifts.
This is from our friends at Appalachie.
What does it say? It's a T-shirt.
It's a T-shirt right there.
Core values, integrity, intention, fortitude.
Uh-huh.
The Appalachie A.
Yeah, the core values right there from our friends at Appalachie. This is from our friends at Appalachie last week.
Awesome. It's a white, for those just listening on the audio version, white shirt, blue letter with like some gold splattering. This is a huge T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
What size is this?
Put it in hot.
This is a 2XL, John.
Put it in hot and just and have it rinse out.
My husband can wear that.
And so we were at, full disclosure, we were at Appalachie for some of our presentations for the Cooperative Spirit Sportsmanship Award, our friends at Georgia EMC. So we were recording an awards ceremony up there at the Battle of Barrow.
Which will air during halftime.
Right, and will air during halftime. And so we were at Winder Barrow in Appalachie on the campus of Appalachie High. And so that is from our friends at Appalachie.
Awesome. Well,
and
we
also have a helmet that we can add to the stacks as well.
Nice. Yes.
Crawford County. My friends in Roberta.
Okay, for the people listening only, it is a yellow helmet, purple stripe.
Paint traded too.
purple stripe down the middle. And what's their logo here? An eagle.
They're Eagles. The Crawford County Eagles from Roberta.
We were also there shooting another EMC commercial.
Yep.
So cool. That's going to sit here on the desk.
It is. Absolutely.
Can you see it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least for the beginning and the end.
Very scratched up.
Yes. But like I said, that's a lineman's helmet right there. So we add this one to the stacks that we have here at GP. So what were we going to talk about?
We were going to take a quick look around the state.
Okay.
And then get to our guests.
Sure. Buford knocking off
Buford,
the number two team in the country, St. Francis Academy, 18-0. Dylan Raiola goes 14-26, 178-2. So Buford number four in the country going up against St. Francis Academy number two in the country. I'm guessing those rankings are going to flip.
South Georgia football is just different. I could have told you Buford was going to win that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have all these hype around all these other teams, and I'm just like, just come down here and play a Southeastern team.
Yeah.
Not South Georgia.
Well, but no, but Colquitt County, I thought that's where you were going, is you were talking about Buford, and then Colquitt County beat
Colquitt
Dutch
County
Fork.
Too. Yes, both. Yeah. Both. But like in Georgia, if you're from the north,
mm-hmm.
if I'm making...
Yeah, Mason-Dixon line. The Mason-Dixon line.
Thank you, John.
Yeah.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, so for any team...
No shock in my mind that they both won.
North. If you're north of the Mason-Dixon line, sometimes you come south of the Mason-Dixon line.
I actually had that written down.
What?
No surprise at all.
No surprise at all. So Colquitt County beat Dutch Fork.
Yep.
Lowndes won their game in that cross-state rivalry doubleheader that they have down in South Georgia. Mill Creek beat North Gwinnett.
Parkview beat Kell handedly, 43-24.
And that you're teasing the wins and losses for the staff. We'll get into that coming up.
Ooh,
Gainesville beat Marist, 34-26. Mm-hmm. Woodward beat Trinity Christian. That was another big one. Lee County in a back-and-forth one beat Warner Robins, 26-19. In the higher
Houston,
classifications.
Houston, Rome, TCC,
yep.
all got Ws.
Mm-hmm.
Any surprises?
I'll give you one.
Okay.
Bryan County. Bryan County beats Lincoln County. Bryan County's been playing football since...
I don't think we've ever said Bryan County.
1976. They beat a top 10 opponent for the first time in school
awesome.
History. 28-16. So number four
in... What's
their
mascot?
Bryan County. I think...
Ooh,
I think,
did we just stump John?
No, I think they're the Redskins. I think they're the Redskins.
Let me see.
I think Bryan County's the Redskins. I'm not mistaken.
Efforting.
Yes, Efforting.
Redskins from Pembroke.
Yes, Pembroke. So Bryan
Pembroke,
County
Georgia.
Beat Lincoln County 28-16. Bryan County went 6-5 last year, made the playoffs for the first time in a handful of years. And you also had a couple of champions fall, thanks to Todd Holcomb and our friends at the Georgia High School Football Daily. Mm-hmm. Thompson loses to Burke County 14-12. Bowdoin loses to Manchester. That was a great game, by the way. The Bowdoin-Manchester game, 21-20. Manchester beats Bowdoin. And then in GIAA, Pacelli loses to Glenwood, Alabama, and Thomas Jefferson loses to St. Andrews. So GAPS champion Cherokee Christian also lost to Calvary Christian. So if you were a champ, you scheduled tough games, and a handful of you lost in week number one.
So some champions fall, but other champions prevail.
I feel like we need some kind
that
of
that leads us into
angelic
our first
background music.
Guest. Hughes head coach Boone Williams did not fall. He prevailed in an epic showdown. Let's get right to his interview. Our first coach recap of the season. I am so honored to have on Langston Hughes, Panthers head coach Boone Williams. Coach, I don't even know what to say about that
game
on Friday.
Have you recovered yet?
That was so much fun to watch. For anyone who is living under a rock, you guys go 1-0 after a thrilling road win over Carrollton, televised on ESPN2. Aaron Nolan connected with Jovani McGee for the game-winning touchdown. Coach, how did you feel? How do you feel now? How did you feel starting the season like that?
Well, that was a very, very, very state championship-like mm-hmm. feel. The atmosphere was great. You know, Carrollton, you know, they hospitable as could be. It was great. So going into it, I mean, that portion, what you just talked about, I did not feel anything until the clock had four zeros on it because it went from 11 to 6 to 2, then to 4-0. So up until that point, I was kind of numb and trying to keep my composure.
Good answer, Coach.
Exactly. Now, let's go into this game, 39-34 final. And I think a lot of folks always wonder going in if offenses are going to be ahead of defenses are going to be ahead of offenses. But when you have the talent on both sides that you had, I think it's offenses were going to be out there first. What was it like having to coach in this track meet out of the blocks on national television?
The first thing was we had to take the TV out of it. And that was one thing I preached all week. It's just a regular game. As big as it was, the only thing that made us, my kids realize it was TV with the TV timeouts. So we just came at it, and of course, we just wanted to, you know, get back to being us. It took a while for us to, you know, crank it up, and when we did, we were kind of, okay, cool. And then the kids were calm, collective, coaches were reserved, and, you know, we were just trying to battle the haymaker the character was throwing, and our miscues on special teams and, you know, defense, offense weren't, you know, really doing as hot early. So those were the keys for us.
It was an amazing quarterback duel, and Aaron Noland was 13 of 21 passing, 162 yards, 2 TDs. What did you think about his performance? And do you plan on working on anything specific? What did you see in this first game?
He managed the game. I mean, he did what his quarterback's supposed to do. He wasn't greedy. He took what they were giving us. We would come run some RPOs, and he was giving it a lot. And, you know, our running backs were able to find holes, and the O-line did a good job opening lanes. And like I said, Aaron just managed the game. When it was time for us to make a play, he'd come up and he'll make a big play for us just because of who he is. But he understand. And one thing about it, at Langston Hughes, we understand that every night is not going to be your night. And he understood that his game was to hand it off. And that was a lot of the reasons for our success. I think we went from 270 on the ground coming into it. And, you know, usually our stats are flipped. And it's 270 in the air, 300 in the air. But we had, you know, close to 300 on the ground. And I think that was shocked a lot of people that we ran the ball the way we did, because we wanted to, you know, continue, you know, like I said, to take what they were kind of giving us.
Justice Savage runs for 135. Dorian Page runs for 105. Both of them scored 2 touchdowns of the 39 points you got of the board. 24 were theirs. What's it, you know, when something like this is rolling, when you've got a running game that you're sitting there going, okay, we're going to go against type, we're going to run, we're going to have success, we're going to run it down their throat and kind of go against what folks thought was going to happen. What's it like trying to process that kind of success and just continuing to roll with it, roll with it, roll with it? And it's like, all right, we're going to do this until they stop us, and they really didn't do that.
You know, and that's the thing with high school football, man. You got, for one, everybody wants to establish a run. You got to want to be able to run the ball. But the thing is, if your run is working, are you going to get greedy and start, you know, trying to open up to the pass, let the run set up your pass? We had pass on a lot of things, but like I said, Air was doing a great job reading the defense, reading his keys, and he was handing the ball off. O-line was doing a phenomenal job, you know, creating gaps and creating running lanes for our running backs. And the running backs were seeing it. I mean, they did a good job running hard, protecting the ball. I don't think we had a turnover, so that was one of the things that we wanted to preach. We wanted to stay, you know, positive when it comes to turnover margin. And the guys did that, and Air protected the football.
You have 3 recruits in the state in the top 50. Talk about all of your other playmakers that we haven't mentioned yet, and what is making your team click this year?
We got a lot of those guys that are not getting a lot of notoriety. Of course, Justice Savage, Trey Page, starting in the backfield. Those guys, definitely guys that can, you know, can go play anywhere. Javonte McGee, my gosh, I can't speak enough about him, of who he is. He plays all 4 of our receiver spots, even with his short stature. Jabari Jones, he had a big catch and, a touchdown. Xavier Tiller, a sophomore tight end. I mean, we graduated Thurman last year, and here we are with Tiller, who is a 6'5", 220 sophomore. So we kind of just replacing him offensive line-wise. Caleb Ash, Cam Williams, those 5, Jamal Gowans, of course, Dontrell Glover and Tavares Dice already got a lot of publicity. But, you know, the other 3 are just as good. You know, that 5 mesh, and they played, and we ran the ball really well.
You mentioned publicity, and, you know, last year when you and I were talking and I got to hand you a trophy, you know, South Fulton's got something to say, and you did that. Now you've got the opportunity, and you did it on a national stage to draw attention to what Langston Hughes has been building over time. How do you and the staff make sure that you continue on the task at hand with all of this noise with folks like me and Hannah dialing you up and sitting there going, hey, you had a win on national television. How do you draw focus on the schedule? Because you got McEachern coming up, and that's going to be a tough one. How do you keep the focus on what you want to be by the end of this season and not on all this noise, especially after a big win like this?
It just comes with keeping the main thing the main thing. The main thing is winning games. How do you win games? You got to attack each day. And we try to do a great job here of you know, we have a 24 to 48-hour rule. Carrollton was a big win, but I think my defensive coordinator walked in today, and first thing we started talking about was what McEachern did. So we're on to the next. And one thing about this team, I always try to remind them, you know, never get complacent. I told them today, don't get complacent. That was a big win, but hey, big, good, great teams move on. We have to move on. We can't get stuck in that one. We got to go on to the next one. And our goal is to go 1-0 every Friday. How do you go 1-0 every Friday? You got to go 1-0 Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So that's kind of the motto here.
And we will be keeping an eye on you. Coach, as always, fantastic to catch up with you here on the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast, both in the audio and the video versions. Great win out of week one on national TV. We'll be keeping an eye on you. We'll catch up with you soon, my friend.
Hey, man, as always, when you guys call me, I'm answer.
Yeah, you do. You do. You're great at that, Coach. We appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Always great to catch up with Boone, who has golden ticket status here at Georgia Public Broadcasting. He can crash the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast anytime he wants. Now it's time to catch up with a friend of GPB. He was at Winder Barrow last year, one of the Hall of Fame coaches here in the state of Georgia, and now he's at a new address. Time to catch up with Blessed Trinity's Ed Dudley.
Ed Dudley, it is your first year there with the Titans. How are things going? You started the season off with a bang, a big win, 17-7 at home over Calhoun. How does it feel, Coach? Welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate you including us, Hannah. Things are going well. They really are. We had a big win at Calhoun, or actually Calhoun was at Blessed Trinity, and our guys played great. They have really welcomed me with open arms. You know, a lot of times when you come into a new program, you've got a new paradigm and a new plan. It doesn't go very well. It's a little bumpy, but these guys have been tremendous, and they just played their hearts out Friday night. We were able to come away with a win over a top five program like Calhoun. It was just a good night. I think a good time was had by all from Blessed Trinity.
So let me ask you this, Ed. When it comes to assembling a staff for a first-year program, I mean, you came in from Winder Barrow, and now you have to assemble a staff from scratch. How difficult is that when you get a new gig and you're jumping into a program? What's it like to assemble a staff these days?
You know, it's tough. It's one of the toughest things you do as a head coach. I was very fortunate. I brought our assistant coach from Winder Barrow, Gordon Dudley. His mother insisted on it, and that made it.
Well, there you go.
And so in order to keep peace, we did that, and able to hire four of my old coaches from Walton High School that's also in the neighborhood, older guys like me who have a lot of experience, and we've all worked together. So I think that's made the transition really smooth. I was able to bring in Chuck Goddard and Leo Barker defensively, two top hands in the state, and my old friend Trip Allen, who does a great job with our offense. And we've just been very fortunate to be able to bring in four guys like that that know the system. And we, you know, we laugh and say, you know, Gordon was the world's greatest ball boy. So yeah, he's been with us forever. He knows us better than anyone.
Well, it's obvious your defensive coaches are putting in some work. You held Calhoun to negative rushing yards, and they are a Class 6A team. Brag on them one more time, and, of course, your defensive players for what a feat, Coach.
I thought it was incredible. You know, I stood back and watched in awe. Our defensive kids play with tremendous heart. They're a little undersized, but they're very quick, and they get after it. Coach Goddard is so passionate about them and about our defensive scheme. He works nonstop. Coach Leo Barker is an amazing coach who's been a head coach here in this state and also in Texas. And he just brings so much wisdom to the game. And we were very fortunate Friday night. We've got a great defensive staff. All five coaches over there believe in what they're doing and do a great job of it. And then we had just enough offense to get past a very strong team.
So let me ask you this. When it comes to Blessed Trinity, what attracted you to the Blessed Trinity gig? Obviously, Tim McFarlane, another great Georgia high school coach, was there, and now he's in the college ranks. What attracted you to the Blessed Trinity program and that opening in the first place?
I think my own background as a St. Pius alum, a Catholic school kid who grew up in this kind of structured environment, and it really, it didn't save me from any kind of tragic upbringing, but I think it really did lock in a lot of great habits and things that allowed me to have success in life. And I felt like I could pass that along and you know, kind of mimic in some ways the great coaches that I had growing up.
Next up for you will be Elka. You hit the road, head down to McDonough. Preview that one for us. And what are your keys to the game?
You know, Elka's a really big physical team. We've got to do a great job of stopping the run with them. And our offense has got to quit shooting themselves in the foot. Friday night we had, I think, 347 penalties for a million yards.
1 million.
He's already the GHSA leader in penalties per game and penalty yards.
We are the Oakland Raiders of high school football.
Oh, no.
And jumped off sides a lot and did foolish mistakes like that. I think everybody was nervous. I know I was. So that's our big cleanup point. I think we got to clean the snap up, clean up our penalties on offense, and then stop the run defensively. We're playing pretty well in the kicking game. That needs to sustain itself throughout the season.
Well, Coach, as always, it's fantastic to catch up with you and get the latest with what's going on there this time around at Blessed Trinity. Ed Dudley, friend of Georgia Public Broadcasting, and he's been upstairs in the booth with me. He's been downstairs on the sidelines. We've done games all in the past. Ed, it's great to catch up with you, my friend. We'll catch up soon.
Thank you so much for having me, Hannah and John. Take care.
What year was that we all did a game together?
I think it was your first year.
So 7 years ago.
7 years ago. So that would be 2006?
Something like that.
And it was
2016?
16, thank you. I'll add a 10.
Okay.
There we go. 2016.
Yeah. It was 2016.
I think it was the first year that the Mercedes-Benz was open.
Yeah.
I think it was 2016.
Yeah, I think so too.
All right. So what do we need to do to wrap up?
Don't forget Cedar Grove at Westlake September 1st. Web game. We're still doing our web game.
Yes.
Announcement to come.
TBA.
We're still doing a flag football web game. That announcement is to come. Blogs start today. So go to gpb.org/sports
Yes.
For the blogs, social media, we're still at GPB Sports on all of the things. We'll have a new poll question coming out on the app, so be sure to download the app and do all the things before we get started, because we will load you down with high school football content.
No such thing.
Everybody wants.
No such thing.
Everybody wants that. Okay, staff whip around.
Staff whip around. So for Jake the Snake, he won 43-24. The Parkview beat Kel. Yours truly, Lakeside DeKalb, beat Berkmar 26-6. Let's see. For Ambassador Jeremy, Darlington beat Christian Academy of Tennessee 48-24.
Nice.
Edwin beat Lassiter 63-14.
I didn't hear you there. We heard.
Whose team
along.
Was that? Whose team was that?
I believe that was Hannah's.
Is that what that was?
Yes.
Move along.
Yeah, so Edwin beat Lassiter 63-14. And for King James, Westside Macon beat Central Macon, the Chargers, 56-0. And Maya Bachman-Turner Overdrive does not get a vote because she went to high school outside of the state of Georgia.
What did you do?
And this is where Jeremy would play something like Taking Care of Business as a drop.
Is that her new name in here?
It is now. I just made it.
Yeah. Okay. She gets a name.
Yeah.
That's excellent. No, we can keep that. You're okay with that, Maya?
With Overdrive?
Yeah.
Bachman-Turner Overdrive.
Yeah, she's good with that.
There you go.
Okay, cool.
As long as
she's cool.
Staff whip around complete.
Sometimes.
Some of us lost and some
Reagan
of us
didn't
won.
Like her name.
But no, we changed her to Governor Reagan.
Okay.
We didn't. I named her president. She didn't want to be president. She wanted to be governor. She just wanted to be in charge of a state.
I don't blame her. Who wants to have that much responsibility? Okay.
And
this was a great show.
And we're walking.
For week, This was a great show.
Previewing week number two.
I'm not even going to say the week. I'm scared of you. So I'm not even going to
previewing week two.
Say the week.
Allegedly.
But coaches were great. More mm-hmm. coaches to come.
Yep.
We'll have coaches every single week going forward.
Every single week going
forward. Yep.
Yes.
Okay. So we're talking to Aaron Nolan in just a few minutes.
Yeah,
so that'll be on the social medias.
Yes, that'll be part of Hannah's descriptions for all of the top athletes here in the state of Georgia all season long.
Okay, wrap us up, John. I literally have to say wrap up.
That's it for another round of the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast here at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Once again, thanks to head coach Boone Williams at Langston Hughes, Ed Dudley of Blessed Trinity, and thanks to you for hanging out with all of us in front of the glass and behind the glass. GPB, GPB.org, and the GPB Sports app. Play it safe, everybody. For Hannah, I'm John. We'll catch up soon.
Bye.
To you by the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to buckle up, Georgia.